8,000 points of light, WMFO 91.5 Medford. And thank you for joining me this evening. And this is the show where we play music selected from Questlove's terrific book, Music is History. And this is going to be probably a two-parter for those of you scoring at home. And I know you're scoring, at least keeping track of what I'm playing, maybe not scoring. And so what does that mean? So that means a number of things. So one, a lot of R&B and soul, some rap, and not a lot of the grunge and Britpop that I'm used to playing. But that's a good thing. The palette is wide open here. And Questlove's book, Music is History, is how he sees history. He's like a music historian, in addition to being an artist and a songwriter, and also a documentarian. He made that documentary, Summer of Soul, which we've had a show devoted to, two shows, in fact, recently. And so we're continuing on with Questlove and our devotion and our interest in his work. We're continuing on with Music is History, and the playlist of this show will be taken directly from the selections he made in the book or the songs he referenced. And we're starting off with Erykah Badu. This is a great track called Love of My Life, an ode to... Wait, is that right? Hold on. I don't think I wanted to play that. Let's do a quick check. I'm now opening up the book. He's got these great indices where all the songs are listed by artist and another one by song. There's all of the songs are listed. And then there's the listing. There's the listing that takes place by artist. And I'm looking at the artist listing. All right, here we are. Back again. Other Side of the Game from Erykah Badu. 1,000 Points of Light. 91.5 Medford. WMFO. I tell him right, he thinks I'm wrong.
became the sun, I became the moon. Precious gifts that we both received, but could this be make believe?
What you gonna do when it comes for you?
Working honest,
but it pays the bills.
Working honest, but it pays the bills.
Shoe sign with love and kisses, made her come back, sign, and suffer. Fishing Pole. Can you get to that?
I want to know.
I want to know if you can get to that. Can you get? Can you get?
Can you get?
I want to know if you can get to that.
And your loving days are done. A check you sign with the loving kiss of later. Come back, shine insufficient fun. Y'all get to that.
Can you get to that?
I want to know.
I want to know if you can get to that. Can you get to that?
Supremacy, killer brother, win a medal. You got to be kidding me. Ain't nothing changed but the time of the day. You talk about love, but personify hate. If I kill another man, you see, I don't give a damn. If he was gonna kill me, you see me on the front page TV in a penitentiary, first in line for the new death penalty.
About the power of love now. I'm gonna tell you what love can do. You know when they say love makes the world go round, That's the truth. Now I want your imagination. I want you to travel with me. Oh, come on, come on, come on. This young man was raised in the hills of Tennessee. When he reached the age of maturity, he moved to the West Coast. And he fell in love when he got out there to this young girl. And then the inevitable came engaged and they were married. Oh, the power of love was upon him. But you see, girls, I don't mean to come down on you. But this man loved this woman so he could see no wrong, no, no, no. He spent his last dime on the woman because he loved her. You know, girls, you can take love and kindness sometimes for weakness. And she took it for granted. And she tipped out on him too. See, nobody gonna believe what you tell him, no way. Fool. Oh yeah, girls, you do like that sometimes. But one day, old boy got sick and he had to come home. I don't have to tell you what he found. Oh, it hurt him so bad. He said, baby, mama, why? That's all he could say. But she said, oh, gone, fool, you doing it. But the man wasn't doing it, but that's the only excuse she could give him. He said, mama, I can't take it. I got to leave you. I'm going to leave you. Well, she tried to straighten up. She said she was going to straighten up. She got a little job to help him out with the bills, too. But that was just a sham. Because he found it again and again. And seven times he left this woman. And seven times he came back. And he had taken all that he could stand. And the eighth time that this went down, he said, Mom, I got to go. He said, I'm leaving my heart right here. And he's going down the highway. I guess it was around 3:30 in the morning. He could hardly see the road with tears in his eyes. He could barely see the sign that read on the side of the road. The next town, 125 miles away. And these very words came into his mind. By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. Oh, and she'll find a note I left hanging on the door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. And she will. Why? 'Cause I've left that girl so many times before. Oh, by the time you'll probably stop at lunch just to give her sweet goodbye a call. Oh, she'll hear the phone keep right on ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing, oh, and ringing off the wall. mama, 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 that's all. And by the time I get to Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly in her restless sleep. Call my name out alone. Oh, then she'll cry just to think I would really leave her. But time after time after time after time and time again, I tried to tell her so, but she was a non-believer and she didn't know, oh, that I would really go. She didn't believe I would really go. Oh no, I hate to leave you, baby. Yes, I do. I really, really, really hate to go. Oh yeah, but this heart of mine just can't.
All right, Isaac Hayes, 1,000 points of light, WMFO, and that's By the Time I Get to Phoenix. And that's from the Complete Stax Volt Singles, Volume 2, 68-71. Prior to that, Young Buck Teenagers with My TV Went Black and White on Me. Funkadelic, Can You Get to That? And then it was Erykah Badu with Other Side of the Game from Baduism, starting off the set, starting off the show. This is the show. We're going to say one and a two-part series devoted to the Questlove book, Music is History, a terrific book. And it kind of digs into history from a lot of different angles. And, you know, he's sort of like helping or looking at how artists see their own legacy, like James Brown. We'll hear from him later, and kind of how his music has changed and, you know, how he sees or how people appreciate moments in history and who ultimately controls the story of history as well. And so there's a lot going on, a lot of different angles. He breaks up. There's like a little, it's not really a preamble. It's more like an opening chapter. And then there are like 20 chapters. I think you can hear that. And each chapters devoted to a different year, and he stops at 2002, I think, and then he groups in like 20 years together, and yeah, that's what he does. So he starts at 71, so we're the same age, he just turned 50, stops at 2001 when he turns 30, and then the 20 years between 02 and 21 are summarized in one chapter as well. I guess his logic there is that the September 11th kind of changed everything. It was kind of this key point beyond which history will never be the same, which is obviously pretty valid as well. So let's continue on with the music. And another artist that Questlove did a lot of or worked a lot with is D'Angelo. Here's Sugar Daddy from Black Messiah, 1,000 points of light. Where is it? You know, it's funny. Sometimes the songs just go away. Here it is, 1,000 points of light. This is Sugar Daddy from D'Angelo, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Congregation's point. Kick it to all the people who can quest like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what live was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cuz getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with That's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip of the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the tribe flies high like a dove. Funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave ya. Feel free, drop your pants, yak your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game with a player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
Deal with a bigger insult, man. The heat, the heat, the heat, the heat, the heat.
It's coming down hard.
Your thing. Do what you wanna do. I can't tell you who to sock it to. It's your thing. Do what you wanna do. It's your thing.
It's your thing.
Do what you wanna do now. I can't tell you who to sock it to.
Yeah.
All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO 91.5 Medford. That's Sly and the Family Stone with Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again. The Isley Brothers with It's Your Thing from the record It's Our Thing. And a Tribe Called Quest with Can I Kick It from the Midnight Marauders record. And it was D'Angelo and the Vanguard starting things off with Sugar Daddy from Black Messiah, 1,000 points of light, 91.5 Medford. Thanks for joining me here on this show devoted to music as history. The book written by Questlove. It took me a while, a lot of carrying it around. It's not too heavy. It didn't like break my back, although I did have some weird issues that may have been attributed to the book being so big and heavy, but I'm not sure. We're still trying to figure that one out here in 1,000 Points of Light. Anyway, the book is great. I enjoyed reading it. I enjoyed all the history. I enjoyed all the stories. And in fact, I think if you notice on the D'Angelo, I think that was him. That was Questlove doing the hand claps in the background. I know he worked with him. I know there's a story of him driving through a snowstorm to be on a record. And actually, I don't know if that was D'Angelo or not. I don't know. It's confusing. There's a lot of stories in there. But it's great. And let's move on to this next track from the Far Side. This one is a great track called Return of the B-Boy from Bizarre Ride to the Far Side. 1,000 points of light, 91.5 Medford, MFO.
If you can't slide, then stay out the park. If my creatures don't know you, then hop up the arc. Are you hip? Do you need another tip? Cause that's a strike and drop like in the ass crack. Pimp, jump on it. Shake your shit if you want it. Show no shame. Hey!
That we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Can do for you. Tether off, we gonna tether off the mother sucker. Tether off the sucker. Tether off, we gonna tether off the mother sucker. Tether off the sucker. Tether off, we gonna tether off the mother sucker. Tether off the sucker. Tether off, we